Enjoying the humidity and heat in Georgia.
I don't see the red lines over here. Is that normal? You know, up.
Up here, the red?
Yeah, remember.
There's usually.
Just those?
Okay. It's clicking away.
Yeah, it is clicking away.
Julie, you want to check it out since you're a guru?
Not that I know too much about it.
I remember there was like red lines here, but they're not there right now, so I don't know.
See, we already missed you, Mr. Almos.
Don't give me a lot of credit now. Come on.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, it's there. Okay. I mean, it is going up and down, right?
So I think we're recording.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't swear to it. I think so.
Okay. So, ready?
Ready.
Okay. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021, at 5:16. It's the time I'd like to call... meeting to order, item one, opening the meeting, A, call to order, pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, adoption of the agenda for September 14th regular meeting, or special meeting. Second
the motion?
Aye.
Okay.
Is there a monster in there?
All right. So the three items that we have on the agenda, the first one is the first budget revision. And if you have any questions, I'll let Donna talk about that. I will just say that the reason we're doing such an early budget revision is because when the state settled the legislative session and all the financial stuff, they actually did it almost a month after they were legally supposed to, and so that put everybody behind. So we had a tentative amount to work with. Donna used that amount. The good news is they actually gave us more than the tentative amount, so that's the good news. The bad news is we have to do a budget revision, and we're not even hardly, done with the first month of school. So, so if anybody has questions for Donna, and if she or I can answer them too. But
yeah, are there any questions? This was an increase. The base level went up when they adjourned finally. So that was because what the base level we had to work with was much lower. So that was a positive for all of us. So it's gone up over last year by 400,000, and this year, from what I originally had proposed, it went up almost 700,000. It was 3.2, so it did a wonderful job for us mm-hmm. in that respect. We've got carryover posted right now of $347,000. I anticipate on the final revision that will go up, probably closer to 500 or so, because I had July and August to still pay bills from last year out of that. So that will go up over the final, and we'll be able to carry that over into next year, which is what we want to do, because the ultimate goal with having the ESSER funds is to alleviate stress on the M&O and pay for things out of the ESSER funds.
Like all the people that we've hired, so we can keep them hired. Mm-hmm. So that's, with the ESSER money coming into this budget, it looks like, all of a sudden you're in great shape, but ultimately knowing that this was a three-year allotment of money. Mm-hmm. So that money's there, and we have to make it last. So that's our goal.
Mr. Stone?
I'm not answering it. He's calling to give me an update on the track meeting. We'll find out how they did later.
So
yeah,
I thought it was our recorder beeping. I got it worried.
So does either anyone have a question regarding the budget? The capital also went up with this legislative. Yes, sir.
Are you okay with the budget, Mr. Olmos?
Yes.
I'm fine with it, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm Don?
I'm good.
All right. Anybody want to make a motion?
Oh, we're doing okay. I would like to make a motion to approve the budget Approve the first budget revision for 2021 to 2022 school year.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Okay. Item B, presentation and discussion, possible action regarding the purchase of the new lawnmower. Recommendation following the gathering of four state bids to purchase a 60-inch deck zero turndown John Deere from Stotts Equipment, and bid price is $9,184.64, and that includes delivery. This is the best price and has a four-year warranty with the ability to get John Deere repairman if needed arises. Yay.
And I had Kristen put together a spreadsheet for everybody, and I have all the individual bids. I think I included them with some of them, but on that spreadsheet it has all the prices.
The Stotts one isn't in here, is it?
Oh, I can give you my copies. I've just got them right here. That's the one that's got all the prices.
Yeah, that's the one that's got all the prices.
And the warranty's 4 years. Yeah.
4 years, yes.
It is in here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on there. I didn't pop extra copies of all of this.
That's okay. I just curious.
But I was totally shocked because I actually spent about $6,000 more on a new one a couple years ago when I bought one in South Dakota, and I traded in a mower. So we got a pretty good deal. I asked Evan how it was, and he said it was really nice. It worked. We are still trying to get that other one that had an engine mishap. We're trying to figure out how much that would cost to repair. If it's going to be a few hundred bucks, it'd be worth our take to have it repaired so we have a spare and another one. Since we have, new blades and everything for that other machine, it wouldn't hurt us to keep that one just as a spare. But if it's going to come back as $2,000 to $3,000, we're not going to do it. So.
You got an engine guy out in Sierra Vista.
We have it in Sierra Vista at an engine place, small engines, but I don't remember the name of it, but it's somewhere towards downtownish area. I don't remember the name of the business. So that was the best deal. They hand delivered it, and we've actually used it a couple of times, so hopefully you'll approve it. it was about $4,000 less than I figured we'd get by. I was figuring probably about $13,000, so I was shocked when it came in at $9,000. So that was really nice to save that money.
Okay.
Any questions or anything?
No, I think it's a great asset.
Any questions, Mr. Olmos?
No.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the purchase of the new lawnmower.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Okay. All right. The last thing, item C that I have, is the Valley Imaging. And I believe you guys have a copy of the bids in there. It's a copier, and we are trying to put a new copier and get rid of the old one that's over by Miss Morgan's room in the third and fourth grade wing. And there are two different copiers that you got a price for. This is a state bid, so we didn't have to get multiple bids. It's the company that services all of ours, so it works out pretty nice that way. And we've got the one with a stapler for $600 more than the other one, and I believe that I can guarantee you that we'll save more than $600 worth of manpower having a stapler. And then they won't always be going over to the kindergarten first grade area to steal their machine because that has a stapler. So from here on out, when we order a machine, I asked Donna and Kristen to make sure we look at having a stapler, because last year when we were doing packets, you had people with piles lined up all over and going sheet and stapling, and we wasted a lot of hours of manpower. So.
And I know that for a fact that, some people call it a luxury if they have a stapler and it does it by itself when it makes the copies and the packages.
I'm calling it a luxury. I call it a need.
But you know what? Because of the packages that I have to do at my job with the county and stuff like that, it saves me so much time. And you know that for sure. Every package is going to have the papers I
you know.
And is it just literally a stapler?
It just does the packages, and then once it does it, it staples it, sets it aside.
It collates everything.
It's a real metal staple.
Yeah,
or
it does it
outside.
It's
got wire in there, so it can adjust to the thickness of how.
Yeah, your bid with the things, that was actually run through the machine, so that's one
and
of the.
And sure. It's yeah. I mean, to me, it's great. And
it also gives.
But they would have a picture of that one that we got and we're getting, huh?
The one that we're getting,
it's
yeah.
It's
yeah
this,
it should,
I think it's this one.
Is it this one?
It should be the $7,900 one, right?
Over here it says 73.
Yeah, this one's 79.
That's what this,
and then in addition to 600, it makes the total.
Right, 73 is without staples, 79 is with staples, and we want the staples.
Yeah.
Is this the same company that we purchased?
Exactly, the same ones. Plus, they service all of our other ones. So it's a one call to have them come and do everything.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah.
Do they charge a lot to service the, or is it part of?
You know what? I would say not really comparatively from the last three schools I was at. But I don't know what we've got the last one.
Yeah, it's usually in the maintenance agreement that comes with the proposal. So I don't think they're out of norm.
Because it's on the state bid, we get a pretty hefty deal, a $10,000 discount right there.
It's probably better than having to call somebody out from another.
Well, and if you have, say, copiers or machines from two or three different companies, you got to remember which one's from where and how it services what. And,
yeah.
So it was really nice that they had it and. We were able to stay with them, and I don't think that's too of an exorbitant amount. I think it's pretty good price for us, actually. Matter of fact, I think it's a little cheaper than the last time.
That'd be exciting.
It's about the same machine as we have now in the K-1-2 area.
Is that one similar to Staples or anything?
I don't know what brand is the one
what,
that we have at the office. But the stapler, I mean, I love it because I have to do packages after packages, and we hang them out. And before it was like. Well, before I didn't even know I had the staplers in there. And oh my gosh, I would make the packages and then they would take me from 30 minutes to an hour to staple all my packages. And then some of them I was missing paper. And it was a mess.
Then if you drop them, they're all shoveled, shuffled.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Great. Good idea.
And this one, you would just get them and they were all done. Just send them out.
Anybody want to make a motion?
Sounds like a no brainer.
I would like to make a motion to approve the purchase of the two new copiers.
One new copier.
We want two then.
Okay.
I'll second the
maybe
one.
Maybe they'll throw in a second.
Yeah.
Make a motion to purchase the copy machine.
Right. Except for $7,993.
Yes, $7,993.
I second it.
All right.
Aye.
All righty. For the superintendent's report, can you move the phone closer to Mr. Macklin so I can.
I don't have one on the special meeting, Mr. Olmos. I didn't put anything in there. The only thing I have is I do want to tell two things.
He doesn't have one on the special meeting.
I'll move over here closer.
What are you talking about having that?
On the superintendent report. I didn't have a superintendent. I do have two things that I wanted to tell you. I did include in your packets an article on rigor.
Right.
And I included that because that's one of the key words, bell words, whistle words, whatever you want to call them in education today. And a lot of people, when they get that, I thought it explained the idea of rigor and in the classroom way better than some people get the idea that rigor just means harder and more of it. And I thought that did a really nice job of explaining that what we're trying to do is challenge kids and push them forward, but not just heap things on.
And there's another meaning for rigor, so.
Yeah. I mean, but that one, you know, and then the second thing is I did give both of these guys, and I believe I emailed you, Mr. Olmos, that packet of all the board, the new policies that they recommended. And most of them, there are a couple that are only high school, most of them, or I shouldn't say most, probably a third of them have something to do with a mask mandate or something like that. And so a lot of those we're going to be going in and changing one, two, three words, one phrase to a big policy. But make sure you get a chance to go through those. If there's any of them, I might have one that I don't think we need to have. There's one in there that deals with high school sex education that we really don't need to have in our policies, obviously.
For children under two.
Right. And so, you know, anyway, And then we will we'll have that on the agenda on Tuesday, okay? And we'll try to get through as many of them as we can on Tuesday. There is not a lot of other stuff on the agenda for Tuesday. So there's Donna's reports, there's a couple of other things, and then all of those policies. Okay? Did anybody have any other questions or anything that we needed to talk about before I let you guys?
I do not, because it's not on our agenda.
Oh.
Tuesday of next week?
Yes.
Tuesday of next week. You can ask any, you guys have the ability to ask any questions before we adjourn.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I just, if we can, when we adjourn, we remind the public that we have our regular meeting next Tuesday on the 21st at 5:15.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
We need to formally adjourn. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our meeting at, 5:32.
What?
Thank you.
5:32.
What was that?
17, she's doing the military thing.
Well, flashback.
Oh, thank you.
And was seconded by who?
I'm here.
I second.
Okay.
Who's the second?
Aye.
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 All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Stay dry and stay cool, Mr. Olmos.
Hydrate.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.